నారాయణ నమస్కృత్యా నరోం చైవం నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతి వ్యాసం తతో జయం ఉదీరయత్ నష్ట ప్రాయేష్వ భాద్రేషు నిత్యం భగవత సేవయ భగవత ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ హరే కృష్ణ గుడ్ మార్నింగ్ టు ఎవ్రీవన్ సో దిస్ మార్నింగ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం టెక్స్ట్ ఇస్ 10th క్యాంటో which is entitled the Summum Bonum, Chapter 6, which is entitled The Killing of the Demon Putana, Text 19. Okay. Yashoda Rohini Byamta Samam Balasya Sarvata Raksham Vidadire Samyak Gopuscha Brahmanadibhi. Word for word translation. Yashoda Rohibyam, with Mother Yashoda and Mother Rohini, who principally took charge of the child. Ta, the other gopis. Samam, equally as important as Yashoda and Rohini. Balasya, of the child. Sarvataha, from all dangers. Raksham, protection. Vidadire, executed. Samyag, completely. Gopuchcha Brahmanadibi, by waving around the switch of a cow. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, Mother Yashoda and Rohini, along with the other elderly gopis, waved about the switch of a cow to give full protection to the child Sri Krishna. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. When Krishna was saved from such a danger, Mother Yashoda and Rohini were principally concerned, and the other elderly gopis, who were almost equally concerned, followed the activities of Mother Yashoda and Rohini. Here we find that in household affairs, ladies could take charge of protecting a child simply by taking help from the cow. As described here, they knew how to wave about the switch of a cow so as to protect the child from all types of danger. There are so many facilities afforded by cow protection, but people have forgotten these arts. The importance of protecting cows is therefore stressed by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Krishi go raksha vanyam vaisha karma svabhavajam. Even now, in the Indian villages surrounding Vrindavan, the villagers live happily simply by giving protection to the cow. They keep cow dung very carefully and dry it to use as fuel. They keep a sufficient stock of grains, and because of giving protection to the cows, they have sufficient milk and milk products to solve all economic problems. Simply by giving protection to the cow, the villagers live so peacefully. Even the urine and stool of cows have medicinal value. Om Agnati Mirandasya Gyana Gyana Shalakaya Chakshu Om Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Marobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Cha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite. Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya. Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhivya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Om Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sarigor Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prastaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Chinamini. Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharini, Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyadi Shatarini. Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Padayate, Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gurachise Namaha, Ananda Lidamaya Vigrahaya, Himabhya Divyacha Vishundaraya, Tasmi Mahaprema Ras Padaya, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Hare Krishna. Okay. So, the text, Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 6, text 19, translation. Thereafter, Mother Yashoda and Rohini, along with the other elderly gopis, waved about the switch of a cow to give full protection to the child, Sri Krishna. So, Hare Krishna. So, this chapter is entitled The Killing of the Demon Putana. So Putana was a demoness sent to Vrindavan to get rid of the eighth son of Vasudev and Devaki that Kamsa was fearing was going to cause his death. So demons don't like their sense gratification messed with. Kamsa was king by nefarious or wicked means. He pushed away his father and became king. And he had done so much harm. But Krishna notices everything that goes on. As we know, Krishna is in the heart. That's Paramatma. And so the cries of the people demanded action. And so the word was given to Putana, but Krishna is obviously the controller of everything. So even if he's going to do something, he can tell you he'll do it and he'll still do it no matter what you do. You can't stop Krishna. And so Kamsa, finding out that he was going to get killed, he started to plot against it. And the child that was born, cut a long story short, fast forward, wound up in Gokul by Krishna's arrangement, his own arrangement. Now, Kamsa knows that somehow this child is in that area. So then he sends this demoness who likes to kill and drink blood from children and eat flesh to that area to get rid of all of the babies, with the hope that that one baby that would kill Krishna will be one of the one that the kill the baby that's supposed to kill Kamsa will be one of those that will wind up getting killed by Putana. Well, Putana got close, but as they say in America, no dice. He got close. She did all kinds of things, dressed herself, made herself look very beautiful, killed so many children, came to Mother Yashoda's house. Nanda Maharaj was not in at the time. They made a mistake there in the house, made a mistake thinking that she was some wonderful goddess. She took Krishna. Krishna knew what was going on. He always knows. And Krishna looked at the positive side of things. He knew that Putana was to kill. He had come. She had come to kill him. But the way she was going to go about it was like the way a mother takes care of a child, by breastfeeding. So Krishna allowed it. But as soon as Krishna got hold of the breath with his lips. Then he basically sucked whatever poison that Putana had planned, smearing her nipple area, and drank that. Well, Krishna is the source of everything, so poison doesn't mean anything to Krishna. It's all part of his creation anyway. So that can't destroy Krishna in any way. So he took the poison, took milk, and took the life air out of Putana too at the same time. Putana runs out of the house, assumes the big form Putana. It's 12 miles in height. So now when she fell, then she become 12 miles long on where she fell. A number of trees got knocked down in the process. Now, the commotion caused Mother Yashoda and them to find out, or to realize there was something really wrong. When they came out, Krishna had already killed Putana and was lying on the chest of Putana. So, that's Mother Yashoda, Rohini, other elderly gopis, they made sure they got to Krishna, took him down from the chest of Putana. Now they're concerned how all of this happened. And so they realized they have been tricked by this demoness, and so they decided to give protection. And this is the text we're on now. So after taking Krishna down, that's the thereafter, but the Yashoda and Rohini, along with other elderly gopis, waved about the switch of a cow. The switch of a cow is the hair that's at the very end of the tail of the cow. That's the switch. So they know all of these rituals, things you do for different purposes. So this is to give protection to the child Krishna. So they waved about the switch of a cow on Krishna's body. And as the next text will tell you, they did quite a bit of activities and prayers for protection, calling on Krishna's own names, of his incarnations, expansions, and some of the demigods, all of that. But we won't get into that because that's the text that's coming up. So you'll hear about it from other devotees. Anyway, so in the purport, when Krishna was saved from such danger, again, you have to understand that all of these, Mother Yashoda, Rohini, very, very, very concerned mothers, were working under the influence of Yogamaya. So under the influence of Yogamaya, pure devotees can act in certain situations that Krishna wants them to act without them realizing that that's the Supreme Personality of Godhead they're dealing with. So this is the situation. So they are doing everything that they can to protect this beautiful child, wonderful child that's come through Mother Yashoda. So the elderly gopis were also assisted. This tells you the communal nature of where things are done. Now it's in Kali Yuga, when you have trouble, well, you and your family deal with it. If you call somebody and they have time, they may come to help you. And if they don't have time, they'll give you a good excuse and you're still stuck by yourself. So that's the situation now in Kali Yuga. But community activity is what really works. And so the elderly gopis were helping. We say elderly gopis because they are young gopis too. And that is, later on, this is what becomes Krishna's friends. So they did this whole series of ritualistic things that they know give protection to all children. They did that for Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada is saying, we find in household affairs, ladies could take charge of protecting the child simply by taking help from the cow. So the cow has so many uses. Even the switch, the very end tail hair of a cow has use. The body gives milk. The cow dung gives fuel. The urine is medicinal. We can go on and on and on and on talking about the cow. And so it's said in the book, The Higher Taste, there's some information that's given that the cow clearly, economically and in other ways, is better off for humans alive than killed. The cow is better for us, even economically, alive than killed and his flesh eaten. So a lot of problems are going on in the world today because of cow killing. Many people don't realize, the overwhelming majority of people in the world don't realize that you reap what you sow. If you do something karmically bad, something bad, then the karma will come on you. And so such confusion in the world now has a big part of its reason, the killing of a cow. So, instead of preaching the choir, we know we do not eat meat, fish, or eggs, especially in the flesh of a cow. So cows are very, very, very important. Therefore, they need to be protected. And in the Indian villages, they are still doing that. They're using cow dung as fuel. They're keeping sufficient stock of grain. The cows give sufficient milk. So Srila Prabhupada says it solves all economic problems, so they're able to live peacefully. Well, so Mother Yashoda and Mother Rohini, as well as the elderly gopis, all knew the importance of taking charge and protecting a young baby. Now, we also have a duty of protection. Our protection, yes, we may as grihasthas have our own children, and that's there, the taking care of them, that's there. But every devotee also has one part that's extremely important. In fact, that's what makes us devotees. The devotional creeper. The bhakti lata. Protection of that is also partly our responsibility. It is also partly the responsibility of a spiritual master. But we are the ones that have come to Krishna consciousness. Fortunately, we are the ones that have come to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, our part for protection of a creeper, our creeper, is extremely important. And by the permission, your permission, and permission and guidance from the Parampara, we hope to actually talk today about Bhakti Lata, the protection of Bhakti Lata, the devotional creeper. So our mind controls our senses. And the mind is the principal things of bringing, do this, don't do that, do this, don't do that, and accepting and rejecting. Because the intelligence is the one that keeps the mind straight. But it is important to bring our minds under control of mode of goodness. That's critical. Even in our material activities, mode of goodness is what's necessary to do. Now, in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, there are three texts put together. 1, 2, and 3. And Krishna is saying there the qualities and activities that a devotee should be about. And if we're about that, we automatically will protect our devotional creeper. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead in that text of translation said a number of things. One, fearlessness. It is important for a devotee to be fearless, because faith in Krishna and knowing that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, controller of everything, and he's our friend and he's in our corner and our well-wisher, should make us tell this mind, Manasiksha, that Krishna is always in control. And if he's in control, what's there to fear? He says in 1866 Bhagavad Gita, the last line, Masuchaha, do not worry. Well, if you don't worry, then you shouldn't fear either. So fearlessness is important. Now, it does not mean that, as Michael Maharaj gave me an example, you see a tiger and you say, well, you know, the tiger has the same quality soul as I have, therefore, you know, I should be fearless and go put my head in the tiger's mouth. Well, it's going to bite you, obviously. So there's some things you just don't do. The common sense part, things you don't do. But there's more than common sense. Sometimes when you hear your inner voice, we'll get to that part. It's very, 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 very much great to hear your inner voice, because you get guidance also. That is the Lord from within. So fearlessness is important. We also should purify our existence. How do we do that? Well, sadhana, very important. Chanting should be the first order of activity. Yes, we are told to chant. Lord Chaitanya says there's no hard and fast rules. for chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But we should understand that since Krishna has put all his energies in his holy name, it should be the first order of priority in the day. We can do it whenever we want, because Lord Chaitanya says there are no hard and fast rules. Yes, so that we can chant rather than not chant. But if we see Krishna as the most important in our life, and Krishna consciousness is the most important in our life, then the Yuga Dharma should be the most important thing to do. And the most important thing to do, you usually do first. As time permits. Unless there's something that's an emergency that can come before that, you definitely have to do that. When there's an emergency or something that comes before that, based on what your day is like and you don't have much choice, then you may adjust. Then you may adjust. Maybe the time you start chanting and your sleep time and so on. But it's all about the Brahma Muhurta hour. Early, when things are settled. The Brahma Muhurta hour is very important. The 3, 4, 5, you know, up to 6, that time in the morning. Why? Because, even metaphysically, the air is clear. Now, thoughts have form. Thoughts travel. And so, during the night, especially the times after 12 midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, thereabouts, those times, a lot of the mode of ignorance things are going on. The nightclubs are there, people are, you know, drinking and speaking, gossiping and using street language. All of that makes the atmosphere absolutely horrible. And those of us that are in Krishna consciousness, sometimes depending on where you are, you can even feel that something is not right about the area you're in. So all of those are in the air. But those things, those activities, nightclub and bars and dancing and all of that, and even illicit sex life, usually by 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, all of those people are sleeping. And when they are sleeping, they're not putting out those type of negative thoughts and words. So then the air is clean. And that's why it is the best time. Because now 6 o'clock rolls in, 7 o'clock rolls in, then people are up, and what takes over? Motor passion. People have to work hard to make money. That's in the motor passion. So motor goodness area is where the ignorance is gone. With 2 to 3 o'clock, all of that negative stuff is gone from the air, because those people putting it out are now sleeping. Because they're going to wake up 11, 12 or something like that, especially in the weekends. But that time, so every time between the 3 to 5, 5:30, good time to do things. And that's why Mangala, I think, is put in that area. The best time to serve spiritual master and serve the devotees. Sing the Sri Guru Astaka. Now, so to purify one's existence, we also have to pray to the picture of the spiritual master every day. Mr. Prabhupada, one time in a lecture that I heard a recording of, he was in fact leading the devotees to the point of offering obeisances to the spiritual master 3 times a day. To the last sloka for Sri Guru Astaka, Yashat Prasad Bhagavat Prasad, Yashat Prasad Nagati Kutopi, Dayan Stubam Stasya, then Sri Prabhupada stopped. Then the devotee says, Yashat Sri Sandhyam. He says, yes, Sri Sandhyam. You have to offer obeisances to spiritual master 3 times a day. Whether you're going to do morning, afternoon, evening, which is the best, but you got to offer, because spiritual master is our leader and guide. Krishna has loaded the spiritual master with such, you know, heavy, heavy, wonderful information about spirituality. And so we have to connect with them. Well, you connect with them as your leader. You have to respect your leader. So then you offer obeisances to your leader. And so as part of instruction, you actually can offer obeisances way more than 3 times a day if you want to. But at least in there, in Sri Guru Astaka, it says, offer Dayan Stubam Stasya Yashastri Sandhyam. Vande Guru Sri Charana Aravindam. Because it's our spiritual guide. Now, you pray to your spiritual master for increase in quantity or quality of service. You have more time, do more service. I remember some people, and I went through that too, but wonderful things some devotees did. It started out wrongly, like they lost their job, something's happened which is actually quite disturbing to them. Lose your job, then you worry about how you're going to manage. But I know a godbrother of mine, I'm mentioning a name now, in Washington, D.C. He lost his job, and what he did was, since he had more time, because he had spent time looking for a new one, but he came to the temple more and did more service with the extra time that he had. And that was a very smart thing to do. Of course, Krishna says, my devotee will not, you know, name bhakta panashati. My devotee will not perish. So Krishna does make arrangements. And most of the time, this difficult time is a transition into something better that Krishna has planned, especially if the devotee is keeping the sadhana, the chanting going. We'll find out later on that we'll be put in a different situation, and that situation was better for them materially and spiritually than what they had before. So Krishna really doesn't change things to give you problems. It's like a pregnant mother. When the time comes for labor, the child is ready to come. It's a very difficult time. Very, very difficult time. I know what my wife went through. A very difficult time. But the gift at the very end is the child coming. And if you've done Gavadan Sanskara, if you appealed, you've done all the things, you've chanted 50 rounds, all those things that Srila Prabhupada has put in place, a wonderful soul will come. Already knows about Krishna because you've been around Krishna consciousness. You've been around the chanting. You've been around the kirtan, the bhajan, the time you're pregnant. So the child has already heard it. Comes in, and I've seen children whose mothers went through that. And boy, as soon as they learned how to stand up, they were already dancing. It's unbelievable. And two-year-old started chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Blew my mind. This little boy already knows it. He knew it. We just, one time we were all standing there, this is in Harrisburg, and he just went right through it. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. We all looked at him and started smiling. Oh, so you know, huh? Okay, all right. This is wonderful. So, all of this, what we do, sometimes we take it for granted. We're so used to it, it's our habit, but we really gain a lot from it just by doing it. And not only that, habit, then we like it. And after we like it, we begin to love it. And here comes Krishna Prema. Slowly we begin to love the process. And the process is Krishna, because Krishna is absolute. Everything about him is him. So slowly we get to loving the whole process and loving devotees. That's important. That's a whole story in itself, because we shouldn't be offensive to devotees. Now, cultivation of spiritual knowledge. Set time aside to read scriptures or hear lectures, especially from Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's disciples. Grihasthas, our aim, or part of the things that we have to do, is giving charity. So we should put money aside. We put money aside for different things, bills and so on, to keep going, a roof over our head, food on the table. That's, we all do that. Devotees and non-devotees alike. But we should also put money aside for devotional activities and to contribute to the temple. It's a lot easier when the amount is set aside for that purpose. And don't put a small amount either, because Krishna watches everything you do. Put a good amount aside. And you just basically give. Because the mind, if you don't have money put aside and all of a sudden something has come for the temple, we need this, or Ratiyata has come, we need a contribution and some other things. And they go, well, you know, but I pay my bills this way and this is all that's left. You see, the mind starts. Maya just takes on the mind and says, but I can't. But once the money is put aside, it's like another bill. You know you got to pay, so the money is there. So, oh, it's for this? Okay, you just go there and take that. This is here. Here, take it. You don't sweat it. You don't sweat it because you have it put aside. And if you earn good salary, put a few $100 aside for that. You'd be surprised. It's so easy to give. It's so easy to help devotees. It's so easy to contribute to the temple. It's so easy to buy things for your house, for the deities, and for the temple. Because once the mind says, okay, this money is for this, that's it. Maya cannot get inside and make you do something else with the money. So put money aside for that. And when you contribute, especially to the temple, don't contribute little. The Krishna is watching everything you do. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead's embassy. And you go and get spiritual help from that. Well, now you should be grateful enough to give Lakshmi to keep the temple going. Otherwise, one day you come and the temple is not there and you go, what happened? What do you mean what happened? You have to keep the temple going. You have to keep the temple going. You don't pay, they can't pay the bills, and you can't pay the bills, temple can be shut down. The Krishna is going to say, I give all of you people Lakshmi, and what are you doing with it? So, and I don't mean you in particular, but you know, everybody. You have to contribute. You have to contribute. Those who are in the temple are not interested in using your money for something else. The honesty is definitely required here. But that's what makes the temple flourish. Then everyone is happy. So as Grihasthas, don't contribute little when you know you can afford to give more. Next is self-control. Program yourself. Program your day. When you program your day, I do this, at this time I do that, at this time I do that. Maya says, but can you do that? Maya says, no, my time is set to do this, so that's what I'm going to do. It's easier to fight Maya that way when you have everything regimented. Srila Prabhupada was like that. And he had done so much, he didn't need to write anything down. But sometimes when you're starting off, you can put these things down. At this time I do this, at this time I do that. But as some of the disciples that were close to him and traveled with him said, he went from country to country, and you know the time zones are different, and sometimes you go, and you know, as a time, according to where Srila Prabhupada was, he's actually supposed to have some rest, but then it's daytime and devotees want him to do something in the country that he's arrived at. He'll do it. He'll do it. But when he's finished everything that he's supposed to do in terms of what the devotees have planned for him, satisfies that the classes and darshan and meeting other people, and then he comes to the room that's set aside for him, what the devotees that were with him told us is he would look at the time. Say he finished everything and the time is 3 o'clock in the afternoon at that country. What does he do at 3 o'clock? Well, he knows what he does. So he just continues exactly where he left, where the time has or his program has put him at. So everything that devotees want is finished at 3. And if at 3 o'clock I do this particular thing, then he's on that and continues to the rest of the evening, to the next day. He goes to another country, and if he finishes everything and it says 11 o'clock at that time, then 11 o'clock, what he does normally, what he's going to do and continue. So then he's programmed even traveling around. Now, we don't do much traveling around compared to what Srila Prabhupada did. He went around the world practically so many times. He still, it was important for him to do things at the time that he's supposed to do based on the country's time, the time zone. So self-control, you can do that by programming your day. I know it's 8:30, so maybe just one more little stuff. Performance of sacrifice. Well, we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Yugadam, but there are 9 processes of love, hearing, chanting, remembering, offering obeisances. And of course, there's worshiping the deity. So worshiping the deity is so many devotional activities for worshiping the deity, the preparation for it and the service itself for worshiping the deity. So we can always do spiritual activities outside of chanting. Apart from hearing and chanting, we can do that also. Then studying the Vedas. Now, that and then one more, then we'll stop. Studying the Vedas, the books that Srila Prabhupada has written, and now Srila Prabhupada's disciples and grand disciples are also writing. All of them are books that piggyback or explain in the current situation the basic things that Srila Prabhupada said about spirituality. Now, one thing about these books is you can read it like a story, which doesn't help you very much, but you can read it as a textbook. And a textbook, you all going to school, you don't read a textbook, you can read a chapter, you can read sections, and they all have information they give you. The spiritual books are like that. So, if you don't want to stay with one book and say, oh, I wish I was reading Nectar of Instruction, well, then there's Nectar of Devotion. Yeah, then there's Bhagavad Gita. So, all right, so now you can read for 5 or 10 minutes Bhagavad Gita, and you get a lot from it. Take a few notes, then you put the book aside. You can read Srimad Bhagavatam. You can read Nectar of Devotion. Believe you me, once you do that, you can get all of these ideas, and every one of them is good. So you never have to read the book like a story, because they're all instructional. So that's what my guru Maharaj said. You know, if you like, you can do that way. And I do it, and I've got 4 of them I'm reading, plus Gaga Samhita, which is all pastimes. So then you read, you get instruction, and then you know, rather than think about whatever, gossip and all of that stuff, you have wonderful stories. The book Gaga Samhita is all stories. It's a little late now, otherwise I'd have said one story. Anyway, so let's wrap it up. So anyway, devotion, all of these we're talking about, if you do, your devotional kripa is automatically protected. That's the whole point of doing these activities. All right, so here's the translation again. Thereafter, Mother Yashoda and Rohini, along with the other elderly gopis, waved about the switch of a cow. The idea was to give full protection to the child, Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna. Jai, glory to Srila Prabhupada. So, are there any questions? Or if you unmute, I guess I could hear you then, if you want to ask a question. If not too, well, it's that time of day too, so we can go on with the next of the program that you have. Your own personal program. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Jai, Krishna, Papa. Yeah. Yeah. Very good question, Hare Krishna. So, Mother Yashoda and Mother Rohini and all the elderly gopis were under the influence of Yoga Maya. And when you're under the influence of Yoga Maya, you do not think that Krishna is God, especially in this situation, this pastime. So they were seeing Krishna as a baby. Now, you made a very important point. He had killed Putana, but did they know though? No. Somehow, Putana, this beautiful woman, has become 12 miles long, clearly a demon, and he's dead. Yoga Maya took him only to that extent. How he died, they don't care about, because all they want is to get Krishna off their breast. That's important. Mothers don't care about. You worry about how he died later on. Nanda Maharaj, they will worry about that. But anyway, let me get my child from there. This is horrible. So he got the child. All right. Yoga Maya is in full action. They totally don't get it. That Krishna. So the child is nice, beautiful child. This thing here almost killed our baby. Even the demon is dead now, but it's still going on. This was a horrible situation for Krishna. So we don't want it happening again. So, the next thing is, let's do protection. They all agreed and did that. So basically, Yoga Maya transcendentally deceived them to not realize that Krishna really had killed Putana. And that's why everything works so nicely for them going through the whole thing about protecting. But see, now you've read and you know what's happened. Sometimes you look at it and say, but Krishna killed him too. What's their problem? No, it doesn't work like that. Yoga Maya caused the problem, so to speak, caused the problem for them not to realize that this is a situation the Supreme Personality of God had already taken action. And the mother said, well, we're doing our action is protecting. Hare Krishna. Jai. Anyway, nice question. Hare Krishna. Jai, Hare Krishna, Jai, accept my basis of Guru Srila Prabhupada. Yeah. Yeah. Yes and no. according to Rupa Goswami, there is a formula, and according to the situation we face, it looks like it has to come from the heart. Now, why do I say that? Well, Rupa Goswami said that whatever you earn, that you put 25% for emergency situations, 25% to live on, and 50% for Krishna. And Krishna says, everything that you do, everything that you take, you offer all of it to me. So anyway, it says 50% and 100%, but obviously, my mind is thinking mathematically. It's a question of giving more of your heart. Now, 50% is big. 100%, forget it. That's everything. That's everything. You might as well be a sannyasi then, you know. But, but the point is, Krishna is in the heart. And so, what you can afford, you should give. Now, there's one sannyasi, I won't mention his name now, because I have people thinking negatively of him, but gave a very important point. So, what you can afford, do that. But if you really want to grow, go out on a limb, make yourself more vulnerable. Offer a little more than what you were thinking of doing. I'm talking about the contribution. Offer a little more. You'd be surprised how much more the Krishna would do for you if you did that. Now, one example, the Baltimore temple. Once upon a time, there was just a little house there. They were just managing everything. It was so squished together. And they had, for the longest time, wanted to build a temple. Some challenges came, and then Madhava, fortunately, through him, it just came at the time things began to turn around. So they wanted to build a temple. And just like this in Mayapur, you start building, you find out that you need more money then. Or Krishna gives you more ideas to do more things and to place, and that costs more money. So they raised funds, and it was supposed to be 1.7 million, and it went way past that, went past 2 million. And so it still was more money that needed. So finally, what they did was they borrowed money to finish it off, borrowed money from the bank. So now they got loan they have to pay. So that's on the side. But even trying to get to that point, there were a couple of devotees that put their entire savings into the project. You know them, I just won't mention their names. They put their entire savings into the project. Went as far as savings, broke. Give it to Krishna. Well, one of them later on, after the temple had been built, he got a promotion. He's earning far more money now on his job. The other one was a businessman. He got a contract. $4 million contract. Now, how is that for Krishna? See, if you surrender more, even especially with Lakshmi, because that's when we're a little tight on, we tend to be hold on a little more. If you surrender more of that, surrender what is more precious to you, Krishna will actually show you that he is a much better contributor for you than you even think. So that's how it works. But you have to try it though. If you don't, you never know. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Yeah, so then Krishna can give cash and kind. He does both. He does both. As long as their devotees have gotten promotion, they've gotten, you know, their money has increased. Now, a point you made is, well, it's good. Definitely good. I agree with it. So Krishna sometimes gives back in kind and gives back in cash. So we shouldn't expect, though, that if we give cash, that we should get cash from him. That's going to be a business thing. And Pranab Maharaj told Jingadev, I'm not like that. What boon do you want? No, that's because of, you know, taking me out of this situation with my father. And so now I have to ask for some. Well, even though Jingadev said, ask for something, he said, no. This is, it'll be like business. So we should give, but not expect at all. But if somebody comes, fine. If somebody doesn't come, well, you're living, aren't you? That alone is a blessing from Krishna. Your soul is never going to die. That's a blessing from Krishna. You're part and parcel of Krishna. What more do you want? He's the Supreme Personality. So see, all of these are already, he's already provided even before you give charity. So if we remember that and grateful for that, then if he adds more, fine. If he doesn't add more, big deal. He's already done a lot anyway. Hare Krishna. So yeah, we shouldn't expect that. Hare Krishna. You made a good point. Really made you think more about this. Any other questions? Yes, please. You write the agenda for the whole week. Everything. Material and spiritual. You got Excel. Go to Excel and write what you do and the time and how the period. The time, the actual time from this time to this time and how long that is. 1 hour, 2 hours, and add it up and it should be 24 hours. That includes your sleep time. Even that should be in there. Because if you don't do that, then you may sleep 6 hours. Oh, well, I'll sleep with 5 hours. 4 hours, now you're really straining your body. Or 7 hours, now you're lazy. If your good time for sleeping and be okay is six hours. Some people need more. The body is different. So you just all of that. And believe me, so if you take something out, then Maya is going to say, that's the one that he didn't program for. So as soon as it gets to that time, oh, you can do this, you can do that, you can do this. And all of these things in Maya, he puts in front of you to choose. And now you're in trouble. So you program the whole thing. The whole idea is to keep Maya out of your life, because you won't program Maya activities if you really conscious about being a devotee. You won't add Maya stuff to it. You watch soap opera, and that goes. That has to go. So many other things that you know is just playing gossip and wasting time. So you like watching movies. Well, that's all right. But watch Krishna conscious movies, though. And set a time for that when you're relaxing, because you've got other things done that you need to do. Why? Because it's in your program. So from the morning, you program to get up at Brahmavata time, see, you get up because you went to bed at a decent time. His Holiness Hidananda Maharaj, add that to it, was saying to devotees, those who have trouble coming to Mangalati because it's too early. He said, Mangalati is not too early. The problem is we go to bed too late. And then we sleep for a few hours and then you got to go to Mangalati. You can't do it because the body says, no, I won't want to get up. So he says, if you want to sleep for 6 hours and that's good for you, so you have to get up at 3. If you have to get up at 3, then go back 6 hours before and that will be 9 o'clock in the evening. Go to bed then. If it takes you a half hour to go to sleep, then go to bed at 8:30. So at 9, you're sleeping. Just do the little arithmetic, and then 3 o'clock, you get up easy. That's what the pujaris do. You sleep early, and then they get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's nothing to them. The rest of the grasses go, how do they do it? No, they just subtract. And they know in their minds, this, if I go to bed at 8, I'll be able to get up at 2, no problem, because I've done 6 hours. So it's people going to bed too late and trying to get up to satisfy Krishna and Guru by going to Mangalati, and the body is saying, oh, no, no, no. I can't deal with it. So it's all, so you program that in. You program it in. And sometimes there'll be exceptions here and there. That happens, but, you know, that the time is off a little bit. But that should be the exception, though. And that should be very rare. Most of the time, you program yourself. So I have everything in Excel. Some days are different because of in the afternoon there's something else because of my children, then I have to do this. But everything is adjusted. Your reading time is in there. Your exercise time is in there. Your sleep time is in there. All of that in there. And starts with taking a shower and chanting. Taking a shower and chanting. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the rest follows. Hare Krishna. Jai. Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. Jai. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Yes. Yes, come on, please. Comfortable to hear what? Giving charity? Because everything is for Krishna? Yeah. Yeah. It's like, very good point. It's like those who go to Vrindavan and they get in the Ganga water, the river. And then what do? Ganga has already its waters. But then they take some of it and then are offered to Mother Ganga, right? And that's for Ganga anyway. So they offer it to Mother Ganga and they give to... But the point is, there are... If you see, sometimes the teachers in math, if you wanted this people point, say something that is negative or doesn't work for that, and then you see that it doesn't always go that way. And I'm not trying to go against you necessarily. But look at those. See, you're a devotee, so you see it that way. Non-devotees, do they even think that everything is from Krishna? No. They just take and they use. And they don't give to Krishna. They don't give to Krishna. So yes, everything is from Krishna, but Krishna is looking at the love that's inside of us to want to give back. You really can't give back who owns everything, a person who owns everything. But if you show that you will give whatever has come in your possession, even though you don't own it, come in your possession, I'll take a little bit and give it to the source that gave you the protection. That love, that Krishna looks for. He doesn't need, it's Atmaram. He doesn't, so you're right, it's Atmaram. He doesn't need anything. But if we show that there are parts and parts, we little bit parts and parts of Krishna, and we show that Krishna, we would like to give back to you, then Krishna knows, oh yeah, he loves me. He loves, so it's just to show love. But as far as property, we have nothing. We come to this world as babies with nothing. We leave, we can't take anything with us. So how can we own anything? And plus, how can we don't own anything? We come here with nothing, we leave with nothing. We can't own anything. But what's in our possession, if we show love and care by giving and giving to Krishna's embassy, which is a temple, which does only Krishna business, then Krishna is happy. For us. For us. Happy for us. Because we need him. Hare Krishna. Jai. So yeah, it's pretty much, I liked how you put the questions. It's good. Hare Krishna. Yeah, well, Patram put some Param Swayam if you're poor. If you can't have anything else, if you have the power part, if you can do more, you should do more than Patram Putsam Param Swayam. Because that's there, but you better make something really nice because he knows what you have. He knows what you're giving. He's giving you. This is said he owns everything. So then you just proportionally open your heart and give more. That is not me. This is your father said that. If you got more, you should give more. Dead poor folks give that. You know, that's, he's not stopping anybody. So, you know, water, leaf, tulsi leaf, fruit, flower. What poor man can't say, I can't get that. I mean, you can just pluck it from a tree if you're in the woods. So how can you say I don't have that? So yeah, you can pluck a flower, you can pluck a fruit and water and the tulsi leaf. Tulsi grows by herself. You don't grow tulsi. She grows by herself. So, you know, you can offer all of these. That's when you're way broke, like down to the bottom. Yeah, you can offer that. Other than that, go up higher. Because he's watching your love. He's watching how much you want to show love to him. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Any other? Transcendental debate. Yeah. Well, it only means we haven't been loving Krishna, so it's there to just, in American terms, jumpstart our love. That's really all it's there to do. You jumpstart by giving me a little bit, and then this is all, and again, I'm just paraphrasing what Srila Prabhupada said. Right? You're not used to giving. So you give a little, and then for a while, you get to having, oh, the Krishna just sweetens it up because he gives you a little. Oh, okay, it's nice, and I'll give a little more, and I'll give a little more. And now, Paramatma is taking over your mind, and not Maya anymore, because Maya is not stopping you. But Paramatma takes over. Guru is giving instructions from without. Senior devotees are helping you. The whole process is nice. Prasadam is tasty. All of these working on the mind. Now you go, I like this whole process. Everything. So, okay. Well, maybe I, and if you like, you tend to give more to what you like. Then little by little by little, you increase. Next thing you know, you're giving your house to Krishna. The whole house, they take it. The Brahmacharya is living there. Next thing you know, they have lots we then can afford to. And some devotees have done it. They're just giving a whole house. So it opens your heart like that. Hare Krishna. Thank you for the good question. Any other questions? Zosh, Papa's mercy. I'm just wrapping up. He tells me, I'm just telling you. Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. Tell you. All right, so. Thank you, but I can't take credit for it, though. It's the spiritual master that guides me to say these things. But yeah, I mean, I recorded too, and I listened to it myself because it's only coming from my mouth. But the intelligence, that's all Guru, and you know, that's all Guru and Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yeah, Krishna's mercy. Jai. So, Hare Krishna, and I'm ready to serve more. As you know, it's just wonderful to connect like that, even though it's electronic. Yeah, better than nothing. Hare Krishna, Jai. So everybody have a wonderful day. Bancha kalpa trubhyasya, kipasindivya ibhacha, patitana, pavanevyo, vaishnavevyo, ramana. Okay, jai. Srila Prabhupada ki, jai. Gaura Premanande, Haribo. Hare Krishna, jai. Thank all of you too for, jai. So that, okay, Hare Krishna.